Okay, so we all know that Easter is the Super Bowl in the church world. But I think that if Easter is the Super Bowl, then Mother's Day has got to be at least a playoff game. It's a big deal. And this year in 2024, we have exactly 6 weeks in between Easter and Mother's Day. So how can you leverage those important 6 weeks? Because it's important not just to have first-time visitors, but to have second and third and even fourth-time visitors. Let's look at the numbers, because only 20% of first-time visitors ever come back, but 40% of second-time visitors come back. And check this out, 60% of third-time visitors come back. So it's vital that we create a process where we can increase the number of people on Easter that come back. And I think we can strategically use those 6 weeks between Easter and Mother's Day to really amplify our focus and intentionality to not just get people to Easter, but how do we get them to come back? So I want to share some ideas with you. Okay, the first one is this: between now and Easter, you've got a couple of weeks. I would encourage you to invite a couple secret shoppers. So here's the deal. These are a couple of people who have never been to church before. That's key, because they need to not know the culture of churches. They need to not know how churches flow and what to look for. They need to be people who don't go to church. Now, how are you going to get them to do this? Well, you offer them a gift card for a dinner or Amazon or something like that for doing this. Okay. You're going to ask them to come on a certain Sunday, and you're going to ask them to fill out a form and a survey and things like, was parking convenient? Were you greeted? Did the signage make sense? Were you able to check in easily? Did the services flow well? Was there anything said that was confusing to you? Were you followed up? All those types of things that you feel like would be really important for you to hear from a first-time visitor who's never been to church before, because that is a lot of people who are going to be coming to your service on Easter. It's been said that over 60% of Americans plan to attend church on Easter Sunday. That's a lot of people. All right. So your church is going to have visitors. Are you ready for them? All right. So first of all, get a secret shopper so you can get some great information and make needed changes between now and Easter. All right. Now, let's go ahead and plan out a couple of events between Easter and Mother's Day that we're going to invite them specifically back to. All right. So this might be a baptism following Easter. People get saved on that Sunday. So maybe let's plan a baptism that you're going to specifically invite them to. Maybe you plan to have a special sermon series that is specifically targeted to new people, about families. Maybe it's about hot topics in the church, or hot topics of question, people questioning their faith, things like that. Maybe it's a pizza with the pastors or a party with the pastors that you invite them to. Maybe it's a special family event. You're going to have like a family picnic in those 6 weeks. Maybe you launch a parenting workshop, or maybe you launch Alpha, where if you're not familiar with Alpha, it's really a lot of questions about the faith and how to answer those tough questions. And what you're going to do is you're going to set up specific communication for these people. Now, if you have something like Planning Center or something like that, that has the option for you to have a no broadcast. So this is not going out to your entire audience. This is just for new people. And why I say no broadcast is because these people need to not get your normal communication that you're sending out to your whole church. This needs to be specifically targeted communication, that the language, the graphics, the invites are specifically communicating for these people that came for Easter. So that's why I say no broadcast. They don't come to Easter and they're getting the same email that you send out to the whole church about the prayer meetings. That's not really their next step. They're not getting the emails about, the the voting for the new building projects, those aren't really the emails that these people need to be getting. They need to be getting specific emails about this next couple steps and invite to these events. Now, a couple ways to do that. One, you can set up, again, a specific subgroup within your planning center or your communications. Or what some people do is they have a separate email system like MailChimp that is only used for a process like this. And so you put all those people into your MailChimp. You know, if it's 30, 40 guests that come that day, then you have specifically put those emails into MailChimp and they get all that information. At the end of that, then they get brought back into your normal, let's say, planning center email system. All right. So plan out a couple of events, create specific targeted information. And I would encourage you to create some follow-up systems. Maybe it's a personal visit from some of your pastoral team that come and drop off some cookies or something like a coupon to come back for a t-shirt or come back for another service for some free coffee, something like that. One church that I heard about is that they started inviting people to come back for a second time, mail them a handwritten note, and inside there was a coupon for a free t-shirt. It increased their return rate by over 30% because they offered people to come back for a t-shirt. Now, I want to also encourage you this. When those people come back, have some gifts for all ages, not just the adults, but think about youth, think about kids. Are there some gifts that you can give when they come back as well? Often we pull out all the stops for the first time, and then when they come back, they're kind of overlooked. It's almost like they got duped. They just feel like they're no longer special. Now, this may seem pretty overwhelming. I know you've got all kinds of things you're already doing for Easter. You're already got all kinds, you're swamped, right? So functionally, here's the deal. There's a couple of things that you can do. One, you could ask a staff member to oversee this. You could also bring on maybe a stipend person for a few weeks to oversee this. Or you could even ask somebody to come in and just volunteer for a few special hours a week during this 6, 7, 8 week time frame to set it all up and to run the process. A lot of this can be automated once it's set up in MailChimp. Those emails could automatically be set scheduled. Also, there's another way that you could do it, which is to hire a VA, a virtual assistant. You can go on to different websites and research virtual assistants, and you can outsource this completely. We all know this, that the low-hanging fruit in church growth is helping people come back for the second time. We're going to have people come for Easter, but will we have a great system to help people come back for a second time? I want to encourage you to think about the 6 weeks between Super Bowl Sunday and what I would call maybe a playoff game, which is Mother's Day.